Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hey, y'all. Hope you guys are having a great day. Can we just say that life can be chaotic sometimes? Every single person can probably agree with me when we say that sometimes you go through times in your life where things are just simply out of control. It feels like you're caught in the middle of a storm and there's nothing you can do about it. Today, fam, we want to give you our tried and true keys on how to properly navigate through a storm based on our own personal experiences so that when the dust settles, you're left in a better position than when it started. It's not easy, but you know what? If we can do it, we know you can too. Let's keep our heads up, fam, because it is about to get good.
Hey, fam. Well, as most of you know, Saz and I are at home this summer. We are chilling at home with the family. We're still in the housing market, looking to move back to LA. But right now, we're just trying to soak up these moments at home. And one thing that I love about home is that my mom always makes this really good tea. But whenever I'm not at home and I'm out and about somewhere, I love to check out Gold Peak's Real Brewed Tea. They have an option that's like a slightly sweetened tea, and it reminds me of my mom's homemade sweet tea when I was a kid. She was always kind of health conscious, you know, so she wouldn't make it too sweet, but just sweet enough to where it was really good, but you weren't overdoing it with the sugar. And so when I'm out and about sometimes, I'll grab a Gold Peak tea that's slightly sweet. That's one of their options. They also have unsweet and sweet and all that, but I get that slightly sweet tea. It gives me that taste of home, kind of tastes like mom's sweet tea, you know, and especially being in this Texas heat, it's very refreshing. So when I'm out and about, I want something that's good, but it's not overdoing it with the sugar. I'll grab a slightly sweet tea from Gold Peak, and I'll just chug that thing real quick, and it's so refreshing, you guys. If you've never tried Gold Peak's tea, you've got to check them out. They have 14 flavors, you guys. Sometimes I like to get green tea because it actually helps me focus. I know, I'm kind of weird, but that's a homeschooled fact. It helps me focus, and then when I want a refresher, I usually grab a black tea just to give me a little bit more energy and caffeine to add to my day. It tastes like home, and I love Gold Peak tea. You guys should check out Gold Peak tea with ice-cold Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea. The comforts of home are never that far away. You can find your favorite Gold Peak tea at any retailer near you, guys. Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea, the taste that brings you home.
All right, fam, stick around. We're going to give you four keys on how to navigate a life storm. That's all coming up. Plus, we've got some really good stories for the good news of the week. That's all coming up, you guys. It's about to get good.
That's the way it goes.
You know, I feel like
that's the way it goes.
I feel like that's like our life right now. It's just like, it's just going, you know, babe? What's up, Good Life fam? Welcome back to another episode of TGL. We're happy to have the fam in the casa.
I'm happy to be doing this with you, baby.
Baby, and can I say, every time you sing, you just have such a nice singing voice. I have to tell you that. And I know deep down you want to be Ariana Grande.
Excuse me?
I think that's like
me?
A thing that you aspire.
I don't want to be like anyone except Cezanne. Okay.
Well, you've been saying lately you want to put an album out, so I'm not sure what you're talking about.
The one who takes me home.
So if you had to put out an album, I genuinely
Cezanne
want to
Grande.
Know.
Huh?
Saziana. That's good. I actually like this.
Saziana.
I'm
going to
start calling you that.
Okay.
Saziana, if you had to put an album out, what would be like the style? Would it be like Jen Johnson, Ariana Grande, or would it be Nancy Ajram?
It would be a mixture of everybody. I would definitely throw in a little Mariah Carey.
Can you give us another sample? Oh, I think we're peaking. Sean, can you turn our microphone down? Oh, fam. What's going on, you guys? I hope you guys are having a great week.
We love you guys and miss you.
Oh, we miss you. Even though we never see you, we feel you.
No, I really miss. I think I just miss the routine of like coming into the studio, doing our podcast. And so the fact that our world has been kind of shaken up and we're doing our podcast in closets and in open bathrooms and quiet spaces wherever we are, it's just crazy. Life is crazy, but you know, we can't complain too much because we're really blessed. And we just hope that you guys are having a great week. I don't know where you are, where you're listening to today, but I don't know, when's the last time we told you we love you guys? If not, we're telling you now. We love you. We hope that you guys are having an awesome week. Today's show is going to be a really good one. It's really excited about this today when I got up.
It's all about navigating the storm, you guys. Like, as you guys know, right now, Susan and I's life, it's kind of like a storm. I was telling you the other day, babe, I was like, I feel like we are being tossed around in a tornado. And it's like our feet aren't even touching the ground. All our stuff is whirling around, like furniture's flying everywhere. There's a cow flying by, and you're just like, what is going on? And it just feels like life is kind of chaotic right now. I mean, we're so blessed, and I'm not taking anything away. But it's like when you don't have a home base and your baby is moving here and there every week with you, and you're just trying to figure things out, life is just chaotic. It's easy to get like in a bad mood about it and be like, when are we going to have a house? And like, when are we going to know what we're doing?
It's just easy to get discouraged. And honestly, as humans, I feel like it is in our nature to fail, to stumble, to, you know, feel the trials. But then it's also in our nature to experience that success and overcoming all these trials and tribulations. And so I just felt like today we needed to do a show about kind of navigating through the storm, because this isn't, if you're in a storm right now, which we all are, if you really dig deep down, there is somewhat of a storm. Now, everybody's storm looks a little bit different in terms of the intensity of that storm, but I really strongly feel that there's always a storm there. And this, if you're going through something right now, storm meaning an obstacle or a challenge, let me just tell you, it's not going to be the first and it's not going to be the last. Mm-hmm. And Stevie and I are two people who will, you know, stand in front of this mic and tell you guys that sometimes we've got multiple storms, which is now it's just like it could be a cyclone. Is that a cyclone or a monsoon?
That was my storm sound effect.
When two storms collide, that's a cyclone. Mm. Cyclone? Mm. Whatever.
You don't know and neither do I.
But anyways, Sean? all that to say, we are going to, you know, figure this out together, you know, and also hopefully by the end of this episode, you'll know that the next time a storm does come through, knowing that like the sunnier days are right there. And we're going to try to figure out what are the things you can do while in that storm to help you navigate through that storm. So I think that's really the goal of today's episode here on The Good Life is, you know, whatever storm it is that you're currently in the season of life, experiencing that change, that uncomfortableness. You know, today we hope that you will leave this episode feeling like you've got some tools and some things to help you mentally, spiritually, physically, to help you get through that storm. And so Stevie and I are going to take our own advice here because, trust me, we constantly have to remind ourselves not to be so shaken up.
That's right. And we're going through our own thing. So we're just going to give you our own personal keys on how to get through the storm, you guys. And we're excited to get into all of that in a little bit. But before we dive into that, we've got to get to your good news of the week. Get it.
Sean, he's now added a whole sound effect and now
a
music chime.
I just want everyone to know, if you want to make, and I get asked this question all the time, if you want to learn how to make the perfect fart sound effect, which is this, you need to learn how to relax your upper lip. Okay, just do it with me, fam. Put it on top of your bottom lip.
How many
inflate
people are
the cheeks
doing this
slightly,
right now?
Not too much pressure. And if you can't let out a little bit of air on yourself, just do it with your fingers. Take your fingers. Okay. Top lip relaxed over the bottom lip. Everyone's doing it. Here we go. Blow up the cheeks a little bit. And then you push into your cheeks and go.
That was Sean. Who was that? Who pooted?
Sean. Sean, you're doing great.
You smelt it. You dealt
it. Okay. I'm going to try.
Okay, that's more of a splatty, but I'm talking about those like those ones that go.
I cannot. How many people did that out there? That's what I want to know.
Car
if you did,
right
will
now.
You will you put it on stories?
I
we
wonder if there's
see.
Like anyone listening right now that just by listening to that, it's like when you see somebody yawn, you have to yawn, it caused them to fart. You know what I mean?
Ew, like a real life
like,
fart.
Oh, I'm yawning too. And it's like they're like, oh. Anyways.
How many cups of coffee did you have today, babe?
Baby, only one. I actually need another one. All right, you guys, let's get to your good news of the week.
Let's do this.
The first story is about a 13-year-old kid who opened a bakery so he could give pastries away to the homeless. Come on, dude skis. This 13-year-old baker doesn't just serve up delicious treats to paying customers. He also serves them up to the homeless and hungry people in Washington, D.C. Since Michael Platt has always loved to bake, he decided to use his passion as a means of helping the less fortunate.
Aww.
So when he was 11... What a G.
11 years
11.
Old.
11. What were you doing when you were 11? Well, I was picking my boogers and talking to my dog.
Yes, he was.
He launched a baking business called Michael's Desserts. The bakery runs on a one-for-one business model, similarly to Tom's Shoes.
Wow.
For every pastry that a customer buys, Michael gives one away to an underprivileged person. This cat is like...
It sounds like he needs to go on Shark Tank.
Seriously. Once or twice every month, Michael travels from his home in Bowie, Maryland to D.C. Hey, shout out Maryland. That's where I was born. So he can hand out dozens of baked treats to kids, adults, and families in domestic violence and homeless shelters. I mean, come on, dude. What were you doing when you were 11, babe?
I mean, I was not doing that. But you know what? In today's day and age, it's really enlightening to see that there are young teen philanthropists, you know? And that he's choosing to spend his time in this way.
I mean, but to have that much wisdom when you're 11-year-old, he said, I always wanted to have a purpose for what I do. It's all about helping people, not just having a purpose for yourself, but thinking about how does this touch other things. Dude, we literally just heard a message from our pastor, Rick Warren, about like the importance of generosity. And this kid is really living that out. It talks about when you walk past, you know, the destitute and the homeless, if you turn a blind eye, it says that you're cursed. And like, oh, that hit all of us. You know what I mean? Because there's so many people that need help. But when you walk past somebody and you feel impacted to help them, y'all, I just encourage you, because I'm trying to encourage myself to do the same thing. Just take that time. Just take that 5 minutes just to help them out. It makes a huge difference.
I mean, how many times are we in our car? Not going to lie, I've been one of those people where you're just trying to avoid eye contact because you don't have any cash in your car to help them out and you just feel bad. But I just think in those moments, it's important to, you know, let that sink in that, like, first of all, your problems are not as big as you think. That's what I always kind of have to remind myself when I see somebody that's less fortunate. And then the next time I pass that street, I'm like, how can I actually do something to sort of fix the situation of not having cash in my car? And so Stevie and I have been doing the whole gift card thing. And it's been really cool to see that some of you have taken on the challenge as well and have participated in that. And I think when it comes to being able to feed the less fortunate, I think that's the greatest blessing of all, because there's something about going, getting a gift card, and when you give it to them, the look on their face, try it out. It's incredible. The look on this person's face when they receive that gift card from Subway or wherever, it's just, it's different than just giving them cash and not knowing what they're going to do with that cash. So for us, we've just been stocking up on gift cards. Now that we're in Texas, I think the place that we chose, babe, was Whataburger.
Ooh, and that's good.
I just encourage that if you can, do it, you know. And this young boy is just killing it. I mean, the fact that he wants to spend his time in this way, and it goes back to what our pastor was saying about just being more generous in this world. And if it's not with money, and obviously you can't provide monetary blessings to other people, maybe it's with your time and your energy and just being more present and helpful,
you know,
with
what,
the people
around
you.
What I was going to say is, you know, you don't have something in your car or with you at the moment. Acknowledgement will go a long way.
Yeah.
You know, just looking them in the eye and be like,
sorry, I don't have anything.
If they're asking you for something, you'd be like, sorry, I can't help you out today, but, you know, good luck to you, and I wish you that, you know, just some little acknowledge, even if it's just eye contact and a smile and a nod, you know,
totally.
It's you know, it's just like
the smallest
thing. I acknowledge
thing.
That you're there.
Yeah,
I totally agree. I think that's a really good point. Just saying, hey, just being like, hey, how's it going? Just being nice.
Hey, fam, are any of you out there looking for an apartment, or you're looking for a new place to live? Have you checked out Apartments.com? Apartments.com is the number one rental search site with the most listings of apartments, condos, townhomes, and houses. And Apartments.com has the cutting-edge search tools to help you find your perfect place with ease. Apartments.com verifies all of their listings, which means they work to keep all the information and pricing up to date so you're not wasting your time. Apartments.com is easy to use. Plus, they have cutting-edge custom search tools to make it easier to find your perfect match. They have limitless listings that are constantly being updated, and they have a wide variety of rental inventory, like I said, from apartments, townhomes, condos, and houses. So if you haven't checked out Apartments.com, check it out. Plus, if you know somebody that's looking for an apartment, please make it easier on them and send it to them. So visit Apartments.com to find your next place to rent. You can change your apartment. Change the world.
Sazzy Cakes, what's the next story we've got on the good news of the week?
That's the only story that you put on there.
Oh, baby cakes, you're wrong, because this second story...
Nah, you must have added it to the rundown later.
We're having some difficulties here.
Stevie difficulties, that is, because right, I'm just perfect.
I'm just going to read this story to you guys. I'm going to read this next one, Sazzy Cakes, because you're clearly failing,
you,
and so am I as a producer.
I love you.
This is... This is titled The Greatest Day of My Life. A World War II veteran reunites with his lost love in France after 75 years.
What?
Holy sheets of paper.
What?
K.T. Robbins is a World War II veteran with plenty of memories and until now some unfinished business in Europe. The now former soldier was part of a company of bakers that supplied the army with food during the war and was deployed in France. It was in that capacity that Robbins met an 18-year-old French woman named Janine Gagnon.
Don't even try.
Yeah, Janine Gagnon, who asked if she could have any leftovers one day as he was unloading cans of lard from a truck. Recalling the encounter, a beaming Robbins told WREG, "I said, great, you can have them all. We didn't have a place to put them." And over the next few months, Robbins got to know Gagnon better and eventually began a courtship. However, soon Robbins was shipped back to the U.S., and eventually both lovers got married and moved on with their lives. But what's so cool is that he never forgot her for 75
years. Clearly, because they were reconnected.
This was the first person, I guess, that he had, you know, fallen in love with. And he said when he was connected with her, they did a there was a 75th anniversary of D-Day, and they took over some of these old soldiers. And he said he was reunited with her. He said it was the greatest day of my life. Isn't that unbelievable? They have a video here, which just
I'm not buying that one. You're telling me in 75 years they didn't have Facebook and all those apps and stuff to find each other? I mean, they weren't living in the old days for 75 years. Technology has evolved.
Does your mom even know how to use Facebook? I don't think so. And she's not 90 years old.
But when you really love somebody and you haven't forgotten about them, there's things that you can do now to find that. It took 75 years.
You know what, Saz? You're pooping on a happy story. Sean, tell her she's a bah humbug.
Sean, but come on now, right?
I mean, no. It could have maybe happened 10 years sooner, but yeah. I mean, you're just – it's like a one-off scenario. It's like you're on vacation. You know.
I like to remember those days before
there were cell phones. And before there were cell phones, I mean, it was just so much harder to find.
75 years?
That. I can't imagine. Like, imagine, you know, it's like what our parents went through dating. It's like you met a girl at a party, but if you didn't get her number,
how
are you going to find her again? You only know her first name? How are you going to track her down?
And then
it's somebody that's in France while during a war? I mean, you're not taking their number
down. Oh, my gosh. Stop. Yeah. That's giving me, like... Oh my gosh, babe, like if we lived in that day and age, what if you and I...
I'd be like, she was the one that got away. She took a sliced piece of bread and I haven't seen her since.
I mean, this may be a sad sort of a thought, but like, think about how many relationships didn't come to fruition because of a lack of ability for communication, you know?
Yeah.
I met this girl who was wonderful and I called her house phone because that's the only phone you have.
How many soulmates
are apart? And nobody answers for five times in a row. And I think, oh, okay, maybe I moved on. Maybe she was just at work and she dismissed those five phone calls.
The only thing that we have to relate to this now is when you see an unbelievably beautiful dog. Like I was at the coffee shop the other day. Gorgeous golden retriever.
What the heck are you?
I will never see you again. You are beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
Lick my face, you big slob.
I cannot. Okay, I guess
you're like,
I get it.
You're like, do you have an Instagram?
That's so sweet. So wait, what was the video? Was it just kind of them reuniting?
It was a video of them reuniting, which is beautiful, Saz.
Okay, fine.
Anyways, I love you. I wish we could reunite after 75 years, even though.
No.
Not really. But
babe.
Okay. Anyways.
That means you would have been remarried.
Oh, baby, no.
I love you.
Never.
I'm menstrual.
All right, fam. Coming up, we're sharing our four ways to navigate through a storm. And also, you submitted some of your storms to us via video and some via email, you guys. We're excited to share yours and talk about how to navigate through a storm. That's all coming up. Love you guys.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Fam, I'm so excited to tell you about this. Like, genuinely, I am excited to share this with you guys. I feel like this goes so in line with The Good Life, because at The Good Life, we're all about living a good life together. But one of those things that kind of stands in our way from living what we think is a good life is training, mentorship, skill sets, things that we can't obtain on our own or take a long time to obtain on our own without guidance. And that's why I am so excited to tell you guys that Skillshare is one of the sponsors of today's episode. If you haven't heard of Skillshare.com, This is really cool, you guys. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of amazing classes covering dozens of creative and entrepreneurial skills. You can take classes in everything from photography and creative writing to design, productivity, and more. So you're thinking, Steve, what class did you take? I'm already taking two classes, you guys. There's two things that I've been needing to learn and get better at for so long, but I'm always like, I need someone to teach me. So when I went on to Skillshare, I set up my profile and I selected some different areas that I wanted to learn. One of those was graphic design and the other one was Photoshop specifically. In our business, I'm constantly having to do little graphics here and there, and it is honestly not something that I am very good at. And I've learned things here and there about Photoshop and about design, but getting on Skillshare and going through different classes and learning from professionals on the website has made it so much easier for me to learn. So now with The Good Life, you guys, you're going to get 2 months of Skillshare for free. Seriously, this is like the coolest thing that we can offer you guys. All you have to do is go to Skillshare.com/Cezanne, S-A-Z-A-N. Go to Skillshare.com/Cezanne, and you're going to get 2 months for free. Y'all, if you're in a rut and you want to get out of it and you want to learn a new skill and you want to be inspired to grow in a certain area, go to Skillshare.com. This is incredible. I can't believe I didn't know about this before, but getting on this website inspired me so much because instantly I felt like I had the keys that I needed to learn and to grow in different areas that I needed to grow for so long. So guys, please check it out. Take my word for it. You won't regret it. Go to Skillshare.com and learn a new skill.
Hi, my name's Grace. I'm from Honduras, Central America, and my storm right now is my disease. I got this bad bruises everywhere. It's called a ITP, and that's it. Hope you have a great day. Bye.
So my storm is that last year my dad passed away from cancer, and so now it's just me and my mom and my three sisters, and we're just trying to get through life. So, yeah.
Thank you guys for sending in those videos. We have a couple more that we got via email, and we asked you guys to send these to us. This is from Marie. She said, the storm I'm going through is that I'm financially struggling, and I don't have enough money even to put food into my pantry right now. Mm. We got another story from Ingrid that says, hi, my aunt, who was like a grandmother to me, recently passed away from her battle with cancer. Fam, I just want to say, first of all, thank you so much for sharing your storms with us. Some of these are, you know, storms that Cezanne and I haven't even faced ourselves, you know. Mm-hmm. I haven't lost a parent yet. I've lost some people close to me, but I've never lost a parent like that. And I haven't lost somebody who was – well, I have lost a grandmother and somebody lost an aunt, and I haven't really struggled with the disease personally. So before we even get into talking about how to deal with the storm and kind of the storm that we're going through right now, babe, I just want to take a second to pray for everyone who sent these in, and just to say thank you for sharing your story, your storm with us. We're here, fam, to hopefully make this a little bit better and a little bit easier for you. I wish we could provide the ultimate relief, you know, but hopefully by talking through this together, babe, that we're able to provide some relief.
One of them we can, and we are. You know, the young girl who shared that she can't even afford food in her pantry. This goes back to our topic that we were saying, you know, being able to help others and being generous where you can. And I just felt, you know, felt it in our hearts that while you were reading that, I think, you know, we would love to send her a gift card or something to just help her with her groceries. I know it's not much. I know it's not much, but I remember even in seasons in your life in college and even in my life, you know, probably you more than me because I was commuting from home, but there were times where you were living off of lunch meat and potato chips. was a tough season. And I remember every now and then, you know, a divine connection is what we would call it. Somebody would come in and really just bless you in your path and in your struggle. So
I always had just enough to get by. And it was a time where I really, I couldn't afford much at all. So I totally understand that. Well, let's just pray really quick for everybody who's going through a storm. And fam, we just thank you for being a part of this episode and can't wait to share our keys to get through a storm. But let's first pray for everybody who's just going through these really tough times. God, we just lift up everyone who is a part of this fam who's listening right now, maybe even the people who didn't submit their stories, Lord. There's just so many people facing storms. I just feel like there's this major storm of identity. There's a crisis of identity over people where people are lost. They don't know who they are. They don't know what direction to go in life. They don't even know what the right direction to go in life. They have so many voices swirling around them with negativity or lies that they don't know who to believe. So I just pray against the storm of identity. Ask for healing for the storm of trauma and loss, God, to all the people who have lost a loved one, Lord. There's nothing that can replace a loved one. It is just such a sore loss, God, but we know that you're there in your hands, and we take comfort in that. But we also know, Lord, that there's just this grieving process that we have to go through in order to actually heal. And so I just pray that every person who has lost a loved one, God, they would be able to grieve correctly. But I also pray for new love in their life, that new people could come into their life, whether it's friends or a baby or a grandchild or a new brother or sister, God. I just pray that new love would come into their life, God, and replace not that person, God, but just bring a little bit more extra love into their life. And I just ask, God, for peace for everyone who's going through a really tough situation where things are not at peace. Everything's kind of crazy in their life, and they just need peace. They need quiet, God. They need a stillness in the storm. Even amidst the storm, you can find a calm place. And so I just pray for every person that's going through something tough right now, Lord, that you would be with them, that they would know that in Psalms you say that you're near to the brokenhearted. And I know that is true 100% because I've been there myself. And so we just love you guys. We hope that you find solace in this episode and that you're uplifted. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you guys, thank you so much for sending
in. I'm making a note to send her the gift card. I'm not going to forget about that, babe.
You should. Well, thank you so much, you guys, for sending in those videos and those emails. It means so much when we're able to connect with you guys. Recently, babe, we were just at an event last night where you were speaking, and we were able to connect with some Good Life fam members.
Yeah, it was a really sweet event. And, you know, it's always great when after the event you can actually just talk to people and connect on just a real personal level. And I noticed everyone who was coming up was just so sweet. And everyone kind of had somewhat of a challenge or a struggle that they were going through. And it wasn't as severe as some of the storms that we just shared. But I just feel like so many people I know, including myself and some of the people I met last night, are in a season of change. You know, things are uncomfortable, and it's in this transitional period where we feel like we're not living our normal day-to-day routine life, and that's when we start to feel like we're a little shaken up. And I always think that, you know, there's a reason why everything happens. I don't think things are a coincidence. And I just feel like right now God is doing something, not just in our lives, but everyone's life, you know, and he's trying to do something in your life if you're going through a season right now in a storm. And I feel like he's stirring something up and cooking something up, but it's just not ready yet, you know? So we wait, right? During the process of like waiting, of like, okay, what's going to happen? And it's in those waiting periods when a storm hits, aka the setbacks, the obstacles, or suddenly these challenges that you're facing in your day-to-day life that just seem too big for you to conquer. So whatever you're facing, it's that uncomfortableness, okay? And I just hate those seasons, and I feel like those are just as much part of the storm in terms of what we're talking about today. And it is really such a challenge to not try to get shaken up. But you know what? We're all humans, like I said, and humans will struggle, humans will fail, and we will fall. But we are also made to rise, to succeed, and to overcome, and to know that, you know what, adversity will strike, but so will you. And to know that, like, you can look forward to the sunnier days because the storm is not going to last forever. And I think that's the big thing today is we've got to figure out ways to navigate through the storm because, like I said, it's not going to be the first or your last in this lifetime. So that's what we're going to be figuring out today here on The Good Life is those keys to helping us navigate. So know that the severity of the storm varies. And in some seasons, it's really rocky. And in other seasons, you are just setting sail and everything's on autopilot. But guess what? Storms will come and they will go. So that's just what I thought I would just blast out there and say.
Babe, you're so right. And I love what you said about, you know, a lot of the times we're so focused on the storm itself, we don't realize that that's just a season and that it will pass. And I think if we can have that foresight, that's so crucial in getting through a storm. You know, I've been caught up in times where I'm like, oh, this is going to last forever, but nothing in life lasts forever, even some of the worst things. So fam, just if you're going through the thick of it right now, I want to encourage you that it's not going to last forever. Like Saz said, they come and they go, and you're going to have highs and you're going to have lows. But mm-hmm. we're here to help you through some of the lows and through some of the storms right now. And so, of course, one of the verses I wanted to read from the Bible today was like, it was just so true, and it's so applicable to so many different kind of storms that we're going through. And it goes right in line with some of our four keys. The story is from Mark. It's chapter 4, 35, verse 41. It's about the disciples and Jesus when they were on this boat and the storm came. It says, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, let's go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There also were other boats with him. A furious swell came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly drowned. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him up and said to him, teacher, don't you care if we drown? He was sleeping in the middle of the storm, you guys. He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, be quiet and be still. Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked each other, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.
Ooh, I got chills.
All right, fam. So, you know, if you're raised in church, you've probably heard that a million times, like I have. But it's funny, even as I was reading this, thinking about the storm that Saz and I are in, which is a storm of kind of confusion. Everything's up in the air. It's not a traumatic storm, but it is a storm. It's a storm in its own. And there's a waiting time that we're going through. And, you know, when we get our hopes up as to when are we going to find the next place? Where are we going to land? What are we going to do with our baby? There starts to be this welling, this overwhelming, and it's like the waves are rising at that point. And we're starting to think, well, what if it crashes and then nothing works out? And you start to play out the worst in your mind. I believe the disciples were doing the same thing here. They're seeing the evidence of what's around them, but they're not relying on the power source that is with them, and that's at hand, and that is God, and that is Jesus.
Yes.
And I want you to know, fam, that the first point is accept. You have to accept that in a storm, things are not in your control, but they are in God's control. So in a literal storm, like the disciples are in here, things were out of their control. I mean, if you've ever been in a storm on a boat or in a plane, it's scary because you literally are out of control. You literally have no control of what's going on, and you have no choice but to trust God. It's the same thing when you're going through a storm in life, you guys. Things will come your way, and God is in control. We're not in control, but we have to trust and lean on him. And so often in a storm, you know, not in a boat or on a plane, but a storm in life, we forget to look to God. We look to so many other things for fulfillment and for solace that we forget to bring him into our current circumstance of struggle so that he can help us, mm-hmm. so that he can tell the wind and the waves, be calm, be still.
So if we
would just have faith, like you said, do you still not have faith? If we would just have faith in the current storm, y'all, and we believe and rely on him, I believe that is the first key through navigating through a storm.
Hey, fam, have you ever been in a restaurant and the waiter's like, hey, what kind of wine were you thinking when you tell them you want wine? And then you ask them, you're like, I don't know, what do you think? Saz and I seem to do that all the time. We're not wine connoisseurs, but sometimes nothing replaces a good glass of wine. And especially when you have to choose a bottle at home, you go to the store and you're thinking like, okay, I don't have anyone to help me. I don't really know what I like because I don't have years and years of experience with this thing. Well, one company that's making it really easy to select wines that you love is First Leaf. And we actually have something for you today, which is a $29.95 plus free shipping offer when you go to firstleaf.com/Cezanne. That's a code exclusively for you, Good Life fam. So First Leaf, you're like, what the heck is First Leaf? First Leaf is a website that helps you define which wines you love by going on there and you take this quiz. And then they end up sending you wines based on the things that you say that you like and you don't like. So what's also cool is like if they send you a package of wine, you can rate the ones that you like and you can tell them what you like, what you didn't like about it. And they will continue to determine what wine you will probably like in the future based off of the ones that you've received in the past from them. So it's constantly trying to figure out the best wine suited towards your taste buds and what you like the most. If you're white or you're red or you like, a Sauvignon Blanc, a Chardonnay, like they help you determine the best wine for you. So I really love this website. It makes it really easy and convenient. If you're somebody who wants to buy wine and you still don't know what you're doing, First Leaf is making it easy for you. And plus, like I said, they're giving you Good Life Fam an exclusive offers of 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 when you go to firstleaf.com/Cezanne. If you love the Good Life and you're a wine drinker, why not check it out? Trust me, it's worth trying. You get a 6-pack for $29.95. Guys, that's really amazing. When Saz and I got our first shipment, we really liked the wine that we received, and plus it makes it easy. It's another thing. You don't have to go to the store if you want to have a nice wine night with your family, or you just want to enjoy a glass at dinner. Usually when you go to get a decent wine, it's about $15 to $20 a piece. Here, they're bringing the cost down and sending it to you at a cheaper rate. So, fam, I encourage you to go to firstleaf.com and punch in that promo code /Cezanne, S-A-Z-I-N. You're going to get 6 bottles of wine for $29.95. That's the Good Life hookup this week. I hope you guys check it out.
I love, babe. Do you remember that one night we were laying in bed and I was in the Book of Job? And we were reading the Message translation of Job. I loved everything that I'm trying to look it up right now on my computer, because I just feel like what God was saying about how he's created the earth and the animals and the creatures, and it's like if God is feeding the animals and keeping the earth alive, you know, don't you think and know, hello, all that he wants to do for you, his children that he created in his form? I mean, when I'm literally going to find it. And while I do, you can continue to be on your hot roll, because you're saying some great things right now. And I want you to keep
when you're so right, babe, that goes actually perfectly in line with something I wanted to bring up. When I was growing up, we never had any money. We were, family of 6. And parents didn't make much money at all. We had, we had food stamps and things like that. I never came from money. I never understood what it was like to have money, and we didn't have health insurance. And I remember one time my dad's gallbladder literally exploded.
Oh,
and the
no.
doctors that he went to, which unfortunately weren't very good doctors because we didn't have good health care, they just told him he was sick and to go home. And by a miracle, there was a second doctor that was like, well, I'd like to look at this again, and realize that his gallbladder had exploded and he was literally being poisoned at that moment. And so I remember my dad getting rushed into the hospital and getting taken care of. And my mom was so worried. She was like, what are we going to do? We can't pay for this. You know, how are we going to get through this? You know, it feels like we're always going through storms, especially financially. Mm. We never have, we never have extra. You know, we always got by, but we never have anything extra. And I remember, y'all, our church family pulled together, you guys, and literally pulled together a tithe offering for us. And it was a sum of a few thousand dollars. And it was just enough to pay for those hospital bills. And you know what was amazing is more than that is that they also gathered around and brought us meals. Everyone was bringing us meals that week, and they were praying with us, and they were just with us through the whole thing. And that was such a relief for our family. It was like the wind and the waves had calmed down, and it was like we realized we were going to be okay. Mm. And that's a beautiful thing about people, you guys, is that when we're plugged in with God, whether we're in a storm or not, we can help other people who are in a storm, and we're an extension of God's action in this world. You know, when you stop to give somebody money who doesn't have any money to buy food, you're an extension of God's goodness and grace on their life. And so God can also use other people to bless you in your storm. And so look to him and to look to help around you, guys. I believe it's so powerful.
And when you read scripture, you know, as I've been as this, new believer that's really starting to dive into the Bible really for the first time this past year, you know, the book of Job was a really, really incredible story for me to read through, because, you know, so you see the life of Job, and he was somebody that was so faithful to God from day one, and clearly his life was so blessed, and he had so much favor and increase and all these great things in his life. I mean, if you look at him, he was just always in the calm, right? There was really no storm. I mean, his life was great, and then he was tested, you know, and through that test, I mean, he went through some really crazy stuff. I mean, he had to really hit the bottom. I mean, as low as you can go. And then finally, when he started to get shaken up a little bit, you know, he chose to go straight to God and to just confront God. And I think that was what was really beautiful about this story, was that, you know, a lot of the times when things aren't going our way, we just want to go find the answers elsewhere, and we avoid that, like, hey, God is right there. Take your burdens, take your worries, take your questions to God. And in a sense, Job went straight to God and in a way sort of tested him back. And it was incredible how the entire book of Job, as you're reading it, you don't hear God speaking for a while, and then God speaks. And I wanted to pull up the specific verses where this is God literally speaking to Job in his worst, I'm talking worst, season of life. And I feel like we can probably take some things from this in our own stormy seasons. And this has really comforted me during this current season as we are changing and going through the rough seas. So God speaks and says to him, this is what he says to Job. Then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. How funny. He said, "Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? Or who laid its cornerstone? While the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy, who shut up the sea behind the doors when it burst forth from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and wrapped it in thick darkness? When I fixed limits for it and set its doors and bars in place? When I said, 'This far you may come and no farther, here is where your proud waves halt'? Have you ever given orders to the morning or shown the dawn its place, that it might take the earth by the edges and shake the wicked out of it? The earth takes shape like clay under a seal. Its features stand out like those of a garment. The wicked are denied their light, and their upraised arm is broken. Have you journeyed to the strings of the sea or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been shown to you? Have you seen the gates of the deepest darkness? Have you comprehended the vast expanses of the earth? Tell me if you know all of this." And so it goes on, and God is just responding to Job's questions with a question. And these questions are so powerful in the sense that's like, hey, you only see such a small part of this life. And God has all of the understanding of the earth, of the world and beyond and in heaven. And sometimes we feel like we need to understand and see it all and know it all. And we feel like we're alone in the storm. And that's what God is saying, is like, I have created everything. I have the answer. He has the big picture. I envision God literally looks down upon everything that he's created with his own hands and above and around and everything. Mm-hmm. And so it's really encouraging sometimes when you're going through these seasons and these storms to go to the source, to understand how God operates and to know how he thinks. And that really just, I feel like it instantly when I read this, and if you go on to read the rest of this book, it does something in my spirit and in my soul. It gives me this new perspective and understanding. Like, I don't think God, actually, I know God didn't design us to have everything figured out. He didn't create our mind and our brain to fully understand the way that he thinks and he operates, and, you know?
Yeah.
There's that mystery, but it's beautiful.
And it perfectly goes into the next point, y'all, of our keys. So the first one is accept that you're not in control, but God is. And then the second one is wait for God to move. His timing is perfect. Know that he is with you. So like I said, you're not in control. He is. If you know that he's with you, then wait for him to move. His timing is perfect. We want to have the answers. You know, we want to have everything at our feet immediately when we want it, when we're in a storm. You know, we always have desires, but when we're in a storm, it's like, I need these right now. But I just guarantee you, if you're going through a waiting game where you're waiting for something better to happen, and you've done all you can, when you've really put everything out there, sometimes in life, God's waiting for us to move. There's something maybe that's on our checklist that we need to do. It's like, well, I want a better job, but it's like, but what effort are you putting in towards that? But some of us are in a storm where it's like, I've done the work. I've been patient. I've done everything I need to do, but I'm looking for some relief here. I just guarantee that if you wait on God, his timing is perfect. If you're somebody who's like, I've worked on myself, I've grown as a person, but no one is coming into my life for me to love, I guarantee you, continue to wait and be that right person, because God's timing is perfect. That's number two. And like Saz, you said, babe, that's so perfect, is that God has the whole scope of everything.
Yeah.
And we have a small little view. And so if we knew the whole picture, it would be a lot easier for us, but we don't. And so we rely on him and his timing in the storm. Number three, you guys, as you're waiting, And this does not apply to people who have been through a really traumatic storm. Like if you've lost a loved one, that does not apply. I believe you have to go through a grieving process. And so that's a little bit different. But in this other one, if you're waiting for God to move in a storm, make sure that you alter your attitude. Fam, so many times like we want to get embittered towards God and be like, well, why aren't you doing this and why are you doing that? Because it's not on his timing, it's on ours. And our attitude begins to get frustrated. I mean, Saz and I, you know, as even just in the housing process looking for houses, it's like, okay, we knew this was going to be frustrating, but now it's frustrating.
Right. And I think one thing that even if you're going through something really traumatic and you're in a severe storm such as losing a loved one, I still think that the underlying thing that regardless of the severity of your storm, the one thing that we can all press into more is the source, going to God, you know, taking our little outlet, you know, our spiritual outlet, and plugging it out of the areas where you're looking for that comfort, you're looking for the answers, and you're putting a lot of that energy into, taking that and unplugging it and putting that in the power source, which is God, and plugging into God and pressing God just like Job did, and asking God those questions and being persistent and not being afraid. You know, being patient obviously is very much a part of the process and trusting the process, but not just sitting there, you know, checking in with God, pressing in with God and asking him those questions. There's been times where I've said, God, I feel like you're not there right now. I feel like things are really quiet and this is the time where I need you most. Like, hello, do you hear me? And a lot of times we think God is checking out on us or God is leaving us. Stevie, you had an amazing prophecy that I felt like was put on your heart about God showing up, not only in the good times, mm-hmm. but people don't realize that, you know what? God actually shows up in the darkest of places.
Yep.
Including yeah. hell. You yeah, know we, what I mean? Your hell.
Yeah, 100%. And I believe that, you know, oftentimes we let our attitude get the best of us and we let our perspective kind of be the final say, the final perspective. It's like, well, it's just not going to work out. And it's like, how do you know there's not something better out there for you? If you believe that God is good, he's with you and he's for you, then he's got better things planned for you. Like Cezanne said, he says, if I feed the birds, how much more am I going to take care of you? Mm-hmm. All of your needs will be met, but you got to keep yourself in check. And you got to remember that you're not
in
control.
And that's so hard. I'm not going to lie.
It's super hard because you can allow your attitude to get the best of you. It's like it talks about also when you're fasting in the Bible, don't go about grumbling and complaining about it. If you're going to fast and you're fasting for movement in your life, for God to do something, you don't go around and be like, well, I'm fasting. It really sucks. I'm hungry. It's like,
right.
That's not going to do anything. You've got to change your attitude and you've got to put yourself in a position of expectation because your attitude is just a reflection of what you expect to come.
Right.
And so if you're saying, well, life sucks, it's like God's like, so you, what you're saying is you don't believe that I'm going to do something good for
right.
you.
Right.
And that's why your attitude is so important. Number three is alter your attitude. Number four is praise God for what he's doing for you now and what he's preparing for you ahead. And that's directly correlated with your attitude. If your attitude is right, you will be praising God, saying, God, I know right now is not perfect, but you list off your blessings and you begin to look at your blessings around you and you're not focused on the storm, but you go, you know what? I'm in a storm, but I still have a boat that works. I still have friends here that are helping me manage this storm. I'm in a good situation. Even though the storm is here, I still am set up for success.
Something that I did this morning was I went for a jog in the neighborhood, and I always, when I feel like I'm in a season where I just feel mental chaos, I feel uncomfortable, I start to feel like it's almost like that feeling when you just ate a bunch of fast food and you know you shouldn't have done it and you just feel sick after and you feel like you don't want to do anything. Sometimes my spirit feels like that. And to sort of get it invigorated and recharged, I always like to do things, either go for a drive. I feel like God speaks to us individually in our own unique places and in our own unique ways. For me, God always speaks to me in my car when I'm driving. And a lot of the times I'll set the tone and listen to my worship music. And also when I'm working out. So if I'm going for a run, which I did this morning, I knew, okay, this is my time right now, 30 minutes for me to just really sit with my thoughts and really try to recharge my spirit. So I went on our Good Life playlist and I actually clicked shuffle and I just started jogging and I didn't think about anything, but I was just jogging. And on this jog, listening to the music, I suddenly started feeling like God's presence was really starting to make a comeback. The thing is God's presence is always there, but sometimes we distance ourselves and sometimes we stray away. And that doesn't mean that God loves us less or he doesn't love us, you know, he's not going to love us, but it's just about keeping ourselves in check, like Stevie said. And in those moments for me, whether I'm driving in the car or going for a jog, I've noticed it's in those moments where there is this genuine praise that happens while I'm jogging or while I'm in my car. And I even hold back some emotions because I start to feel like I want to cry as I'm listening to my music and running, because in that moment, something happens. I feel the Holy Spirit's presence and I just feel God's presence there, all because I was still. Even though I'm running, in a sense, I'm still in my spirit, listening to that music, you're really glorifying God in those moments of struggle and adversity. I think that's when God really shows up. And so I just encourage, if any of you have that place of quiet time or that place where you can kind of escape to just recharge, think about that, whether it is for you driving or going for a jog. I just highly encourage you try that out, because you'll be surprised what God can do in those little moments in your day, you know?
I remember one time specifically, babe, I was, you know, in my dorm room and I moved away from all of my friends and I was alone. And I remember I was going through a lot that year and I was trying. I wasn't a place where I could genuinely count my blessings, you know? People say, count your blessings. And I never really realized like the power of that, especially when you're in a storm. And I remember one night I was by myself alone and I was meditating and I was praying and I was thinking. And I remember I just started counting my blessings, guys. Oh, man. And as I was counting my blessings, y'all, I just started crying. You know, I just like my face was on the floor and it wasn't like it was so many mixed emotions. But I was crying because I was like, God, I've been so focused on the storm, but I've forgotten all the amazing things that you've done for me and all the great things I have in my life. Mm-hmm. And as I began to count those things, and as I began to name those things, there was a release that happened to me that night that I'll never forget. It was an explosion of pure joy. I remember I was crying and I was dying laughing at the same time. And that was a...
I remember when you told me this, I was like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't understand it at that time. I mean, I was just newly saved at that time. I didn't get that. And I was like, I don't understand that. But now that was God's in that presence, in that moment.
It was a holy experience, babe. And what it really was that all year I'd been wrestling with the storm and trying to figure out how can I have joy? How can I have joy in this? And I remember I genuinely, earnestly was like, you know what? I'm not super happy and content right now, but God is also with me. And there's so many good things. And I genuinely, honestly was thanking him for the good in my life, despite some of the bad that was going on. And I remember it just broke in me. It was like a dam that was holding back water. Mm-hmm. And I just remember it broke. And that night, there was a joy that came over me that I can't even express to you guys. It was beyond this world. I mean, I was just sitting there and I was laughing and I was crying. And I remember I thought to myself, I was like, my life changed today because now I really get it. And I want to read this verse to you guys because it's so true. It's 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 through 10. It says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Mm. And that goes back, guys, to really relying on God in your storm, really praising him, really altering your attitude. Because when you praise him and you can really get that in the storm, ahead of you, he can prepare really great things and really rich blessings.
That is amazing. And I just want to wrap it up by saying, you know, we are living in a day and age where we always feel like we need to be doing the most, doing more. We hear people rapping about it. We see it on Instagram. You got to do the most. You got to always be go, go, go and be as productive as you can now. And I feel like that just, it creates just this lack of opportunity for God to be a part of your day-to-day life and to be a part of the big picture when you're always trying to be the one in control and operating every single thing. And so with that, I found a quote that really encouraged me online because I'm definitely in a career path where I always feel like I could be doing more. Like sometimes my storm, you guys, the storm for me is the fact that things are a little too calm. And I'm like, in a way that shakes me up a little bit, like for me. And I'm like, should I be doing more? Should I, am I not working towards my goals? You know, things like that. Like that can also be my issue. And then I read this and it was so true. It says, it's not about being more. It's about knowing I am already enough and being who He has called me to be, who God has called me to be. And sometimes in those seasons and in those storms, when you've just got to stand still and you just got to plant your feet and just don't move, it requires a lot of faith and it requires a lot of trust. And it's scary because you don't know what's going to happen as you're watching the storm unravel in front of you. But to know that God is for you and there is nothing and no one who could be against you, like, come on now. God is in control. And I've got to remind myself, honestly, at least a few times a week, if not a few times a day, because it is easy in our world today to forget that there is a God out there who loves you, who wants to have a relationship with you. He is a loving, kind, gentle, peaceful God, but He is also a fierce, strong, loyal, and just fiery God, you know, and He's not afraid to go out into that storm and to wake up your spirit and to help you through that storm and guide you and just show you the life that you are meant to live, you know. And I just find so much encouragement in scripture in this season of my life. And I'm so glad that I've challenged myself to just honestly open up my Bible and just read the words of what God says. I mean, that really is ammo. We didn't put that as one of the bullet points, but you know, when you don't know what to do, what does God say? You know, God's words are truth. They've been the truth since the beginning of time and beyond. And so I just encourage any of my fellow believers out there, and even if you're not a non-believer, you know, dive into the scripture of God's voice. And when you can really unravel the words and what He says, man, there starts, truth starts to come from that. And you start to feel comforted and you start to realize, all right, God is bigger than all of this. He's bigger than all my problems and the sunnier days are ahead.
Well, that's it, you guys, for our episode today, babe. That was so great. So powerful, y'all. Again, those are our keys right now for getting through a storm. I hope that you guys were encouraged by this. But if you're not currently in a crazy storm yourself, but you know somebody who is, or maybe you are and you know somebody who is, please share this episode, y'all. It's our hope that with every episode of The Good Life, somebody is touched, somebody is encouraged, somebody's given more hope. And we hope that with every episode that we do, that you feel that way. We love you guys so much. And every time we meet you guys and we hear about how much you're loving The Good Life, it fuels our fire. We can't even tell you. We met a couple girls just last night that were telling us what they loved about The Good Life. And we met a couple girls at Malibu from Houston, babe, that were telling us how much they love The Good Life.
Really, and so, can I just say for a second, that really... You guys, that really blesses us because Stevie and I are our own worst critics sometimes. And we want yeah. this show to be the beginning of something that can go beyond. You know, whatever it is that God wants to do with The Good Life, we want to just let the Lord lead us and open that door. Mm-hmm. But there's days where we feel like, you know, are we doing a good job, babe? Like, you know, are they enjoying our talks? Mm-hmm. You know, like there's days that, you know, we feel like we're not doing the best. And I think that's just how we all are in human nature. So, you know, to hear that you guys are actually loving it when you guys come up and tell us, I mean, that really, really does bless us. And, you know, if you really are enjoying the show, please let us know. I always read my Instagram comments. So feel free to comment on any of my photos as well as just rate and review our show. That always blesses us too. It's like when you write in the reviews, we're always checking that before bed at night. And we just want to hear what you guys think, and we always want to try to be better and do better. So if there's ways that we can improve, like, please let us know what you want to see more of or what you want to see or hear less of. You know, we are so open. But all that to say, we love you, fam. We're so excited for this new season of life. It's a little scary. It's a little crazy. But we're praying for you all, our Good Life fam listeners, that God would open doors and calm the storm.
That's right, fam. And as we're praying for you, you guys can always pray for us, too. We're still looking for a house. And
still
of course,
looking.
We appreciate all of your help and all of your thoughts and prayers, and ours are with you as well, fam. So good to talk with you guys. I hope you guys have a great week, and I hope that this encouraged and uplifted you. God is with you, y'all. I want you to know that you're not alone in the storm. He is with you. And guess what? This is just a season. But on the other side, there's going to be a calm, and there's going to be a great thing waiting for you. I hope you're encouraged, fam. We love you so much, and we want to thank our sponsors, of course, for bringing the good life to you guys for free. We couldn't do this without them, and we thank you guys so much for joining us.
Hope be sure to check our description for all those codes for sure.
Oh, that's right, Sazzy.
We love you all so much. Have a good rest of your week. Bye.
Hey mamas, have you ever shopped for kids' vitamins? Well, I don't know about you, but lately I'm starting to do my research and really get into it, having a toddler running around, and I've realized that there's just so many brands to choose from. So how do I choose the right one? If there's one thing I've learned, it's what's left out of your children's vitamins. It's just as important as what's put in. Check out Solgar U-Cubes. They leave out the GMOs, the gelatin, gluten, wheat, and dairy. And if you're wondering what they're putting in, U-Cubes are tapioca and pectin-based gummies containing natural colors and flavors, specially made to give your kids the nutritional support of vitamins and essential nutrients. They're going to love it. And guess what? They taste terrific. Yummy gummies that your kids will actually want to take. That's a definite yes in my mommy book. And speaking of mommies, they've definitely received the mom's meat seal of approval. You'll love them for what they are, and so will your kids. Check it out, because today we're going to hook you up. Right now, if you go to luckyvitamin.com/U-Cubes, you're going to get $5 off your order of $20 or more on U-Cubes through July 31st with the code GOODLIFE. Again, use that code GOODLIFE to get $5 off your order of $20 or more until July 31st. Love you guys.